The European Union has reacted to media reports regarding the United States spying on its officials. The head of the European Parliament has urged Washington to provide a full clarification. Martin Schulz has said that the issue would have a severe impact on ties between the two sides if proven true. A secret 2010 document leaked by the American whistleblower Edward Snowden has revealed that the U.S. spied on EU offices in several cities both in and outside the country. Snowden, who's on the run, has revealed that the White House has been gathering information on American citizens and other people around the world. Well, to discuss that a bit further, and I'm joined by Darnell Stephen Summers, who is a Vietnam War veteran, who is joining us live now from Berlin. Thanks a lot for joining us. Now, I wanted to get your perspective on this, not only on the European Union being involved now in this spying issue being spied on by itself, but as overall, as a war veteran, how do you look at this entire issue?
Well, I mean, it's reminiscent of the disclosures that were made during the Vietnam War, actually, with the Pentagon Papers that were provided by Daniel Ellsberg and then given to Senator Mark Gravel to read into the congressional record. The United States has had a long history of surveilling its own population and other governments. This is nothing new. It's part of a whole program of surveillance that goes back hundreds of years, actually. I mean, of course, as technology advances, the capabilities also multiply, you know, exponentially. If we go back to the end of the Second World War, we know by the revelations of the CIA released documents that the SS and also the Gestapo agents were recruited into the CIA, which followed the Office of Strategic Services after the Second World War. And so the question begs to be asked, even with that knowledge, is what input did the Nazis who were defeated and who were recruited into the Central Intelligence Agency, what input did they have and what effect did that have and what was the result of that even to this day? As I said before, this is a long-standing program. It's a long-standing effort by the United States government to surveil on its citizens, and that's not going to stop. Along with that, we have to understand that the United States acts with the complicity. You know, on the one hand, you have Germany, you know, with all of its protestations and all of its public posture on the surveillance, on the yet now revealed surveillance. But on the other hand, their intelligence agencies are working hand in hand with the United States. There is no doubt in my mind that the German secret services, the German intelligence agencies, know full well and knew and probably acted with and aided the United States in its surveillance of German citizens. I was a victim of surveillance in the 1970s in the very famous Berlin Club case, where the United States was revealed to have had its agents surveilling on United States citizens outside the United States, and that was patently against the law. I mean, they have a long history of doing this.
So then, are we effectively living in the times of such as spoken about in the novel 1984 by George Orwell?
I mean, George L. Orwell would be shocked today. I think his novel pales in comparison to what is unfolding today. Of course, it was a harbinger of things to come. It kind of gave us a window into the potential of these governments to really oppress their own people, you know, to surveil on their own people, to jail their own people. In fact, it's a two-pronged attack. On the one hand, you are surveilling on your people, but you also want to strike fear into their hearts. You want them to be intimidated by your actions. Yes.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now, but of course, we do sincerely appreciate your insight. That was Darnell Stephen Summers speaking to us live from Berlin.